That's right. Welcome Dr. Leah, because I want to bring on Dr. Leah, who is our naturopathic doctor and who contributes to the show. And today she has an extremely important tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Well, good morning, ladies.
Well, before you get to your tip, your tip is important, but Rochelle went to see you last week, and she never,
Monday.
She never shared with me her experience.
My experience is wonderful.
But I think it's important to have her say it was wonderful, but you checked her vitamin D, and this is something we've been talking about on the air ever and ever and ever. So her vitamin D was like really almost gone.
I was like 14.
Like gone.
Yeah.
So now you put her on high doses.
10,000
a day.
10,000 milligrams.
And tell us where she is after
a month. Let me just say that's two capsules after I eat my breakfast.
That's right. And so tell us, this is interesting for people to understand.
But before I have to have my thyroid. So
that's right.
And then it has to be followed.
Is she on 30 milligrams?
By my all one.
Is she on 30 milligrams of thyroid?
Yeah, 30.
She might need 60.
Would you?
Yeah, you boost that up a little bit.
Doctor on the phone. Doctor on my left.
Your vitamin D did come up a fair amount. I mean, it was 14. The reference range is 33 to 100, with the ideal being like 50 to 80, and it came up to 30. 31,
oh,
you know, so that's good. Obviously, you're absorbing it well, but it's amazing. You've been taking a high dose for a month, and it's only come up that much. So another month on that high dose, and then we'll bring you down to a lower dose.
Isn't that interesting, though?
It'll be good.
Well, it's so exciting because we've been talking about how important this is, and Rochelle's had just come from the sunshine.
That's right.
And it was that low, so that tells you how important this is.
Right.
It is. It does need to be monitored. When people are taking that high of a dose,
they
do have to have their blood checked. I want to say that, because I don't want people to go out and start taking all this checked.
Oh, gosh, no.
Well, actually, no. Dr. Lee, I don't think you can get that high dosage just over the counter.
Oh, yes, you can.
You
betcha. You can buy pills and just take 10 of them.
Right, you can buy like a 2,000 unit pill and then just take a whole bunch. But
Don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
It's actually very dangerous to do that.
You need to be treated. And also, Dr. Leah, don't you have to watch the vitamin D with the vitamin A? Because
vitamin A also in high doses can not absorb. You stop the absorption of vitamin D as readily, because they're both fat soluble and they both store in the liver, and it kind of interacts with the vitamin D absorption.
So that tells you you must go see Dr. Leah.
You have to
She'll
go
do
see
the
her.
Blood workup. She'll tell you what you need.
It's so
and
easy.
And you feel healthy. And this important part about D is that you don't feel any different. In other words, your body is going through some issues. We know that they're saying now MS is because of low vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So things that happen to us, you can't feel it. You don't know that you're low. Rochelle didn't know she was low.
I had no idea. And to look at me, and I love the sun. I had, because that's where you get most of your vitamin D is the sun.
Yep.
But I had no idea. But anyway, okay, that's enough about me. I want to hear about electrolytes.
I love talking about you.
We like that, though, Rochelle.
We like it, yeah, because there's more questions I have off air. But let's find out about these electrolytes. This is a very important message.
Well, electrolytes are important, and they are so basic, sodium, chloride, potassium, calcium, magnesium. I mean, some of them, just even in the minutest doses makes a big difference in how we feel. For example, sodium. Sodium levels are important in a lot of activities in our body, our nervous system, our heart, our muscles. And when sodium levels get really low, you can have heart palpitations or arrhythmias. You can actually feel really dizzy and exhausted and really tired. And when people have these symptoms, they might think, oh, no, I'm having a heart attack, or I'm having, something going on, where it actually might be sodium. Now, you can't necessarily say, oh, it must be that.
Right.
But it can quite often be that. Just replacing, like if somebody's exercising a lot and sweating a lot, or if they're on a medication that makes their sodium low, you have to be diligent about making sure you're replacing your electrolytes with an electrolyte drink, although I don't recommend Gatorade. electrolyte packets. There's a whole bunch of different kinds out there that are really good.
Well, is it? Didn't you say emergency?
Emergency,
good?
I really like.
Yeah, because that's also got your 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So I take that every morning because I want to keep from getting a cold.
Yeah, oh, good stuff. And it does have the sodium, potassium, chloride.
I just asked if it worked.
I don't have a cold.
You know, vitamin D helps with colds, too. It helps tremendously with stopping colds from happening.
Okay, I want to ask you, what vitamin helps with gum disease?
With gum disease? Yeah. That's interesting. Actually, CoQ10 has been shown to possibly help.
No, the reason I ask that is because I don't have gum disease, but, you know, I'm always struggling with it, making sure that I get my teeth cleaned every 4 months. And they were so much better this time, and I thought, what am I doing?
Oh.
I'm on vitamin D, I'm on emergency, I'm on all one. And I was thinking maybe there's something in all one that's been good.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, because people, as we get older, gum disease is not a good thing. Actually, gum disease can cause heart attacks.
It can increase C-reactive protein, the inflammation that you're having in your mouth, because it goes right into the bloodstream.
Right.
But flossing, I mean, really.
Well,
I mean, flossing every day, which not everybody does, keeps your gums stimulated and more healthy.
Well, and there's these rubber tips they give you, too, that you stimulate your gums
with.
There's a lot of things you can do, and, of course, going to a dentist is important. But I just was surprised. I thought, well, what's causing it to be better? Because maybe it's some of the vitamin I'm taking.
Well, vitamin C, any kind of antioxidant, vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, selenium.
Wow.
All those kind of things are going to be antioxidants.
That's in all one.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's it. We started taking all one a few months ago when he became a sponsor. So maybe that's what it is. And I'm going to tell you, that's pretty impressive.
Product. Well, it's, you know, isn't that amazing?
I know. Shiny hair and long nails and good teeth.
I know.
Or gums.
Sounds like a dog. Shiny hair, long nails.
You said it, Dr. Leah, not me.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Dr. Lee? If you know how sometimes your foot or your leg will not go to sleep, but it hurts, like you feel like you have to stand on it. Is that low sodium? You know what I'm talking about? It's almost like a spasm in your
foot. or potassium or magnesium.
Okay.
Which are electrolytes as well. Potassium is really important for muscle, heart kind of stuff.
There we go. So where do we get potassium other than bananas?
It can be, actually, it's in a lot of vegetables.
It is.
Lots of vegetables. And
okay.
Celery.
Bananas loaded, but bananas.
Yeah, bananas have a lot.
Yeah,
celery and green peppers and a lot of the vegetables have a lot of potassium.
Okay,
as a banana does?
I don't know about as much as a banana, but it's like I do a lot of juicing and some vegetable juices rate really high with potassium.
Mm.
So it's, of course, eating a lot of vegetables is always good, but bananas, they do have a lot.
Good.
Well, that's interesting because I've had that happen occasionally, and I think, what am I low in? You know, because you know you're low in something. So I was putting my boots on today, and my foot sort of, I felt like I had to stand on it because it was sort of, I don't know what you call it. It sort of was crunching up, and so.
Are you all right?
Dr. Lee.
I'll have to come take care of you.
She needs to come see you. And if our listeners are listening and they're going, yeah, Pam, I have the same problem. They need to call Dr. Leah. So, Dr. Leah, how do they reach you?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And, of course, you can always go to chatwithwomen.com and find my mug on the webpage.
Well, you know what's so good about your mug is you click on it and all these tips are there. So over the last year or so, they're all there. So if you went, I didn't hear Dr. Leah before. Her tips are phenomenal. And we have changed. I am putting cinnamon in my water.
She is.
I am having vinegar in my water.
Somebody looked at her yesterday with that big stick and went, what is that?
What's in your water? Just a cinnamon stick. And actually, that came from a listener. You said cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
We got an email from a listener who said, put a cinnamon stick in your water. Brilliant idea. So that's what
I do now.
I know. So you've got me doing all these healthy things, Dr. Leah, and our listeners.
And look, your teeth are getting better.
I know. Well,
hey, that's what it is.
Yeah. I went yesterday. No problems. No.
It's the cinnamon lemon vinegar water.
I don't know.
And the water under her arm.
Yes. Cold water, ice
so
water.
Fresh.
I do it all, Dr. Leah.
Thank you, Dr.
All right,
Leah.
Have a great day.
Have a great week.